Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. If you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with the issues of everyday life, whether it's the COVID-19 virus or something else, well, we invite you to call and speak directly with us right now. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. CSN and Sirius XM listeners, you can get your questions to us in the same way by voicemail at the same number in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. However you're hearing the broadcast, call now because it's Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about love this month, and I want to talk about a passage out of 1 Corinthians 13. And this is where the definition of love is found. Mm-hmm. And Paul uses 15 action statements to tell the story of God's love for you and me. So it's not an ushy-gushy feeling. It's not a warm fuzzy that we might have toward another person. Yeah. Love is an action. This agape love gets into action on behalf of another human being. God did that on our behalf through Jesus Christ. So God's act of reconciling the world unto himself through Jesus was an act of love. It was an active verb. And so in this definition, we see 15 statements. 7 statements are positive. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love rejoices with the truth. 8 statements are negative. So we see contrast. We see on the positive side, here's what love is. And then on the negative, this is not what it is. If this is what love is, it can't be these things. It would be illogical. And the one statement that I want to focus on today is this particular statement in verse 6. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing or with evil, but rejoices with the truth. So let me just repeat it. This is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6. Love does not rejoice with evil or wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. So we see the negative aspect of it, that love does not rejoice with evil. Love takes no comfort when it sees people who are being oppressed by the evils and the atrocities of this world. But it does rejoice with truth. Now, what is truth? Truth is the ultimate reality of God's love that is of such a forceful power that it can liberate us from the things that suppress us. So we were bound by the law of sin and death. We were under the control, under the power of sin and death. God did not rejoice in that. Why? Because evil was having its way with you and me when we came into this world. And all of us have experienced the consequences of that to some degree or another. And it was horrific. It was painful. It did something to us on the inside. God was not pleased with that at all. And so what did he do? He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life that would free us from the law of sin and death, would lift us above that through the resurrection of Christ so that we could experience freedom. What did Jesus say the truth would do? The truth would set us free. So we have evil that puts people into bondage, that suppresses people, that keeps them under the control of evil forces that are in this world. And then you have the truth of God, the truth about the love and grace of God that liberates us, that lifts us above those things and enables us to walk in the newness of life. Now, this evil, it's an interesting word. It refers to those acts that are unjust. We see a lot of injustice in the world today. We see a lot of people that aren't being treated fairly. And all of us fit into that category to some degree or another. This evil, their works of iniquity, and those who engage in these particular acts. They have no regard for God or man. Absolutely zero regard for God, and certainly no regard for mankind that was created in the very image of God. So they purposely, they intentionally suppress the truth to deceive and defraud others. That is their modus operandi. That's how they function in this world today. We see an horrific atrocity that's going on in this world as young kids, both male and female, are being abducted. Yeah. Now, they're being abducted to be thrust into a sex industry. Now, those that are doing the abduction, they are not doing that with violence. They're trying to lure these young kids to go with them. So they are offering some type of promise. They're offering some type of reward or benefit to them. What are they doing? They are suppressing the truth. They are intentionally lying to deceive someone and then take them captive. Does God rejoice with that? Absolutely not. Man, all of nature reveals his wrath against such things. And this word evil that we see here in 1 Corinthians 13, it also appears in Romans chapter 1. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. This word wickedness that is rendered here in Romans chapter 1 is the exact same word, evil, that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians 13:6. Love does not rejoice with evil. There's a lot of evil going on out there in this world. We need to have our minds open and our eyes sharp to see it for what it really is. It's going to be disguised. It's going to come in ways of deception, intention to deceive. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to come to us in the form of. We see it in a lot of the social justice movements today. Different people are standing up and saying we need to bring social justice into this world, and they're doing that as a guise for their real purposes. And we have to be aware of those real purposes. They're not interested in social justice. They're interested in seizing power and taking control. They are interested in deceiving, in suppressing the truth, so they can seize power and take charge and be in control and run things the way they want to run it. So social justice is not their end game. It is kicking everybody out of power and seizing it for themselves. We have to be aware of it. Yeah. Lots of people are going to get hurt in that process. Love does not rejoice in that. We need to recognize it, and we need to be attacking with the truth, to let the truth be known about the liberty and the freedom that can be experienced by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. There's lots of people trying to get your money. They are deceiving you. Bernie Madoff had an amazing Ponzi scheme. Well, a friend of mine, he and his wife were in Israel, and they get word that all of their retirement had just been taken away through a Ponzi scheme that a so-called Christian advisor had put together. And it's out there. These things are out there. And the way we get caught up into them is because the people who are instigating are suppressing the truth and are intentionally deceiving us to take us for everything we have.
Yeah.
Let's be aware of this evil that's out there in the world. Let's not rejoice with it. Let's call it what it is, and let's get on the attack with the truth of God's love and grace. That's the only power that can cut through and liberate the people that are under that suppression, that are under that evil, those evil forces that are out there in the world today.
Bob, thanks for those thoughts. And friends, I'm glad you're here for this edition of Basic Gospel. You know, in my opinion, Bob Christopher is one of the richest resources there is to the Christian community, particularly those of you who hear this broadcast every day. And brother, I don't like to call you a resource, but you know, you continue to produce resources that lead people into a better understanding, a clearer, deeper understanding of God's grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And those resources continue to come out every week. And in addition to what friends you hear on this broadcast, but the latest resource, of course, it's called Trail of Assurance. Bob, tell our listeners what this Trail of Assurance is about.
Well, everywhere we go, every time we get on the radio broadcast or hold a conference or, you know, whatever it might be, we meet people who are uncertain or unsure of their relationship with God. They're fearful. They're walking on eggshells. They're just waiting for God's punishment to come into their lives at any given moment. They want to know. They want to have assurance. They want to have confidence in their lives that they know that God loves them. They want that. They long for it. But they just don't have it. Why? Because fear, their own circumstances, their own past is clouding up the issue, is confusing them, is making them doubt the very love of God that was poured out on them through the cross of Jesus Christ and in them through the Holy Spirit. So this Trail of Assurance is a path through the Word of God that you will take to see place after place after place where God's love is made sure in a person's life. So you get on this trail, you walk it, you at every passage that we discuss, you stop there for a few minutes, you soak in that Word of God, and then you move to the next one and the next one. And by the time you walk that trail of assurance, you're going to be assured that absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ.
It's a wonderful resource that Bob has produced, Trail of Assurance. And friends, we want you to have a copy of it as you make your donation to help support Basic Gospel during the month of September. We encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net and click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. And join us, friends, and step up and let's continue to get the word out by every means available and to everybody possible.
So, yes, indeed.
Right now, 844-322-2742. That's the number if you would like to call and be a part of this edition. We have roughly 13 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time. So if you're hearing the broadcast right now, well, give us a call because you can call and come right into the studio with us at 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this email question from a listener named Stephanie. She says, I attended a funeral recently and am very confused on the subject of death. One perspective is that the believer is asleep and will be awakened when the Lord returns. Another is absent from the body, present with the Lord for the believer, and the unbeliever is in hell. I've heard pastors say different things. I am a believer, she says, and I would like to have clarity.
Well, when we read in the Bible about believers falling asleep, that's just a euphemism for death. It means they've died, and their body is in a grave, but they themselves are now absent from that body and present with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So that's what we know. Now, what form are they in? The Scripture isn't clear on that. But what we do know is at a point in time in the future, we are going to get resurrected bodies. So we're in an earth suit now. At death, we discard this suit. We get out of this tent and we go be with the Lord. And we're just going to have to wait for that resurrection of the body.
Yeah.
Now, so Jesus said to the thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. Certainly the thief's body wasn't with Jesus in paradise, but the thief was. So his humanity, his soul was with the Lord. And that's the promise for you and me. When we are absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. Now, what about those who have rejected Christ? What about those who have said no to Jesus, that they want to continue to live in sin, to continue to live the way they want to live? Well, they are going to go into kind of the Hades, a holding place, and they're going to come out when Jesus calls them out of the grave, and they're going to receive their final judgment, which is going to be eternal death, and they are going to be cast into the lake of fire. So that's what's going to happen to them. But there's no such thing as soul sleep. Our bodies sleep and are waiting for the resurrection of the body, but we ourselves are absent from this body and are present with the Lord.
Absolutely. Stephanie, hope that's a help to you. And if you have further questions, don't hesitate to get in contact with us. Again, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, from a California listener, how do we bear one another's burdens? I know we bear patiently people's mannerisms and idiosyncrasies, but what else is there that we can bear?
Well, I think that's a great question, and it's an aspect of love, and that's actually in the definition of love, that we bear with one another. It's one of those things that we, you know, we're not just acquaintances, we're not just surface friends, we're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Right.
And so if one hurts, we hurt with them. But we empathize, and then we get involved with them to help them along the way. So I think that's what it means to bear one another's burdens. And in so doing, we're going to fulfill the law of Christ. Well, what is that law of Christ? Well, it's to love others. That's what the law of Christ is all about. So we're going to bear one another's burdens when we're patient with somebody, when we're kind. And that kindness is not just a disposition that we have toward them or a gentleness in which we do things. Kindness is an action. It is something that we do that's going to benefit that person. So we're going to hang with that person, and I think that's what it means to bear one another's burdens, simply to love them as God in Christ has loved us.
Yes, indeed. Well, Bob, we have a call on the screen, and it looks like a good question.
Well, let's go and talk to Shamba. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, you are on the air. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well. How about you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I have a question for you. Okay, so my question is, do you have books that you sell, and do you also have a YouTube channel? Because I'm very interested. I'm coming back to Christ, and so, yeah.
Well, we have books, and we do have a YouTube channel, and the book that I will send to you just to... just because you called in today is my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It tells a little bit of my story, how I first received Christ and that first moment of grace, and how I really messed up trying to live the Christian life, and all the failures and all the things that I went through until I finally discovered the way of grace being the way of the Christian life. And in that, we talk about life and forgiveness and freedom. So I would love to put that in your hands. And then we have a YouTube channel, Basic Gospel YouTube channel, youtube.com/basicgospel. And we have all kinds of videos there, answers to some of the most difficult questions that we have as people, biblical answers to those questions. So that's a huge resource.
Yes, indeed.
We have a daily devotional that we send out and via email.
Okay.
And so we have all kinds of things that will help you grow in the love and grace of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're here for, to help you and to help anybody else either come to Christ who's never known Christ, or to start growing
right.
in the grace of God as a believer in Christ. So we want to help you with that.
Said. Yes, thank you. I love what you said, though, about, you know, people are so caught up in religion.
Yes.
You know, and it's not about religion. I've come to know that since recently my brother passed away. So it's like I'm focusing more closer to God because he was trying to win me back. And I just had a lot of trust issues growing up. So it's one of those things where, you know, me talking to my brother all the time and everything else, relying on him. And when in reality, I needed to lean on God. And I fully believe that God has a reason for everything. And I fully believe my brother was a really big Christian and he died at 40. And I really believe that God took him home, you know, not just because he was ready for him, but also to get me where I need to be, focusing more on God instead of my brother.
Yeah. Well, Shamba, that I think you're on the right path. You're asking the right questions, and you know, trust issues seem to go away when you recognize the one you're trusting actually loves you.
Right.
And when
right, absolutely. What
God wants you to know is his great love for you. That's why he sent the Spirit into this world, and that's why he sends the Spirit into those who receive Jesus, so that the Spirit can teach you the height, the depth, the length, and breadth of the love of God, not just as a fact, but so that you can experience it in your day-to-day walk with God himself. So as you start to learn about the love of God, those trust issues are going to start to disappear, and you're going to be more willing to trust and depend upon the one who loved you and gave himself for you. So it all starts,
right, okay.
It all starts with the love of God. It's not that we loved him,
yes.
but that he loved us first. He took the initiative, and we learned to respond to that by faith.
Yes. And I have one more question. I'm so sorry to keep you guys.
No problem.
My daughter asks me all the time, Mom, am I going to go to heaven? I'm like, well, you ask God to come to your heart, right? Yes. Well, do you believe he died for all your sins and rose again? Yes. I said, then yes, I fully believe you will, because you got to go by faith. You can't by feelings. But unfortunately, as people, we always, you know, go, most of us, as feelings, because, you know, we don't know what to expect. You know, it's hard because we don't see fully. But where that sort of faith comes in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when we receive Christ, Christ comes to live inside of us. So he's with us now, and then when we die, we're going to be with him. So our lives are fused together. We have become one with the Lord. So his life is our life, and so once we're saved, we have been saved completely and forever. So you can have the confidence that you're going to be absent
right.
from the body and present with the Lord. Well, let
well,
me
what
do.
If someone sins? I'm sorry.
Well, we're just about out of time. So let me do this, Shamba. Let me put you on hold. We'll get some contact information from you, and I'll send you a copy of that book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and some other resources that can help you grow in the love and grace of Jesus Christ. And you call us back anytime, okay?
Yeah.
You hang on.
Well, friends, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. Please remember, Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we need your support to keep the good news coming for people just like Shamba. As always, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net, and as you make your September donation, request your copy of the new resource by Bob Christopher. It's called Trail of Assurance. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with our thanks to all of those of you who joined us today, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.